This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. President Obama is using Colorado as a backdrop today as he pushes Congress to pass gun control measures in the wake of last year's shootings in Aurora and Newtown, Connecticut. But much of the proposed legislation in Washington is losing momentum, and the recent passage of gun bills in Colorado has been divisive. At least one high-profile gun maker in the state is leaving because of the bills. And just this week, organizers of an annual shooting competition on the Western Slope have canceled the event that would have brought hundreds of people to Montrose. On top of that, hunters across the country say they're planning to boycott Colorado this season.
We get emails every day, and there has been several outfitters that have had direct cancellations.
Hunting guide Chris Journey is the owner of CJ Outfitters in Craig and vice president of the Colorado Outfitters Association.
More of it is the promise of not coming to Colorado. Even we got one yesterday from a Colorado resident that said that he will no longer buy hunting trips in Colorado and he's going to go to Wyoming and Montana.
While the numbers are small at this point, it's a concern since hunting and fishing bring in nearly $2 billion a year for Colorado. State Division of Parks and Wildlife spokesman Randy Hampton says any drop in revenue from a hunting boycott could hinder the state's ability to manage and protect wildlife.
Anytime people decide that they're not going to hunt in Colorado, that couldn't have an impact. We as an agency are not funded by the general fund. We receive our funding for wildlife management from people who hunt and fish.
Driving the call for a boycott are three bills recently signed into law by Governor John Hickenlooper, including one expanding background checks to all firearm purchases and another limiting high-capacity magazines to just 15 rounds. Hampton says his biggest obstacle so far is trying to combat misinformation about the bills.
The reality is there's nothing in the new law that changes the hunting regulations in Colorado. There's nothing that changes a person's ability to hunt in Colorado. This is people that are frustrated with a political decision that they disagree with, and they've chosen then to say, I'm going to take out my frustration with a boycott of Colorado, whether that's hunting or fishing or golf or skiing or whatever else that we've heard people might boycott. But because there's a natural nexus between, hunting and firearms, we're tending to, hear the loudest cry.
Back in Craig, Chris Journey says the problem isn't just the new gun restrictions themselves. It's a growing perception that Colorado is now becoming unfavorable to hunters.
I don't believe anybody really thought that gun owners and sportsmen and hunters would be this united on a front. I don't think the legislators, unfortunately, when they were passing this kind of misguided legislation, thought that there would be any ramifications. And there's still people saying, wanting to water it down and whatnot. But it's not an issue that's going to go away.
Sure. As a hunter, sportsman, outfitter, do you feel that your group was consulted enough or at all when they were crafting this legislation?
No, not at all. That was the interesting thing. And even the other legislators, I went to a couple of the hearings and signed up to testify. And it was amazing that the speed with which this legislation pushed through. They were commenting the fact that it usually takes about 16 to 18 months to get this kind of legislation to go through, and this one pushed through in a matter of weeks. We weren't consulted. Nobody that I know of was consulted.
Journey says they won't really know until the end of the season if a backlash against Colorado's gun legislation has impacted business for hunting outfitters like himself. Randy Hampton says a boycott may not be entirely negative for the Division of Parks and Wildlife. Because Colorado is a prime destination for big game such as elk, a boycott could provide an opportunity for others who have been waiting for a hard-to-get tag. In the meantime, lawmakers are debating two more gun control bills at the state capitol. For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.